Anthony from Paris.
Hi, I'm calling from Pop Salon. Is that Chris?
Speaking.
You booked an appointment for a chest and shoulder wax treatment.
I did, yeah.
Why, sucker? A man's chest ain't supposed to look like no baby's backside. Why you trying to be all smooth like a dolphin? You dive through hoops and juggle beach balls for little fishies? You better chop those tiny porous teeth on these sneakers instead. Get some nuts and wear that body hat with pride, fool.
Janamdin Mubarak.
But it must be growth which doesn't plunder the planet today and leave our children to deal with the consequences
tomorrow. Anthony de Paris.
Hello, my name is Anthony and I'm talking to you from Paris. And I was just thinking, sometimes it only takes for two people to come together, it only takes certain things like their names beginning with the same letter.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a tenuous basis for a show, but there you have it. And it's all about Margaret Thatcher and Mr. T.
We are not the Lords. We are the Lord's creatures, the trustees of this planet.
This is John Shuttleworth. You're listening to Anthony from Paris.
There was some question as to whether the beggar or his minky was breaking the law.
Minky?
What?
You said minky.
That is correct, yes. Chimpanzee minky. So I left them both off with a warning.
So that was Inspector Clouseau from the original Pink Panther film. Not this pile of shite that came out a couple of years ago with Steve Martin and what's her face? Beyonce. Having said that, I did actually watch the original Pink Panther again, and it wasn't very good. In my imagination, I thought it was a lot better than it was. In fact, if you're going to check it out, just watch the opening and end titles. That's the best bit, to be honest. And there's a few. Yeah, of course, Clouseau's accent is quite funny, but gets a bit old after a while. But anyway, it just so happens that one of the people I have English sessions with here in Paris is the man himself, Inspector Clouseau, and he was kind enough to read various things about Margaret Thatcher.
Hilda Thatcher. Oh, it's German. Baroness Thatcher served as Prime Minister, Conservative Party. She is the only woman to have held either post. Born in Grantham in Lincolnshire.
To those waiting with bated breath for that favourite media catchphrase, the U-turn, I have only one thing to say. U-turn if you want to. The ladies not for turning.
She read chemistry at Somerville College, Oxford, and later trained as a barrister. She won a seat in the 1959 general election, becoming the MP for Finchley. As Conservative. When Edward Heath formed the government in 1970, he appointed Thatcher Secretary of State for Education and Science. In 1975, Thatcher entered the contest herself and became leader of the Conservative Party. At the 1979 general election, she became Britain's first female Prime Minister. Yes, because the leader of the party generally become if the party wins elections, he becomes prime minister. Ah, oui, in Conservative Manifesto, Thatcher had written of a feeling of helplessness, elle n'a pas de pouvoir, that a once great nation has somehow fallen behind, that a once great nation has somehow fallen behind. She entered Downing Street determined to reverse what she perceived as a precipitate natural decline. Perceived as a precipitate national decline. Her political philosophy and economic policies emphasize the regulation, particularly of the financial sector, flexible labor markets, and the selling off and closing
selling
down.
Selling off,
c'était revendre.
Assuming that the forecasts of inflation are reasonable, and I know that we've been wrong about the forecast of inflation for a very long time, even if inflation were to go up a bit in the coming months, even if price increases were to go up a little bit in the year. Oh, the Right Honourable Gentleman's afraid of an election, is he? Afraid! Right now, inflation is lower than it has been for 13 years, a record the Right Honourable Gentleman couldn't begin to touch.
As opposed to French, that did the same at this period, closing mines, etc., but we accompanied with some social subsidies or some social subsidies.
Social measures.
That is was not the fact.
12? Yeah. You couldn't be more than 5.
You're so fat they have to jack you up to take off your shoes.
Yeah, well, you're so skinny your eyes are in single file.
Well, you're so ugly your ears stick out to get away from your face.
Well, your mama is
Hold
so...
Hold it, wait a minute. Don't bring anyone mother into this. She ain't here. And if it wasn't for your mother, you wouldn't be here. So remember, when you put down one mother, you put down mothers all over the world.
Mr. T, born Lawrence Turow, May 21st, 1952, is an American actor known for his roles as B.A. Baracus in the 1980s television series The A-Team, as boxer Clubber Lang in the 1982 film Rocky III, and for his appearances as a professional wrestler. Mr. T is also well known for his distinctive mohawk hairstyle, for wearing large amounts of gold jewelry, and for his tough guy image. He starred in the reality show Pity the Fool, shown on TV Land, the title of which comes from his catchphrase from Rocky III. I had no idea he did a reality TV show called Pity the Fool, but now I am going to go on to YouTube and cash in on some of that.
I always love her, my mother, so treat her right, treat her right. Mother, you only get one.
Do you have a license?
Monsieur?
City Ordinance 47B prohibits the playing of any musical instrument in a public place for the purpose of commercial enterprise without a license.
I don't understand.
It is against the law for you to play your musical instrument.
The law?
What?
You say it's against the law?
Yes, unless you have a proper license.
And withdrawing subsidy to others. Amid a recession and high unemployment, Thatcher's popularity declined. Though economic recovery and the 1982 Falkland War, the war, because she was like Winston Churchill, huh? She took a hard line against trade unions, survived the break of Brighton Hotel bombing assassination attempt.
You hear about these atrocities, these bombs. You don't expect them to happen to you. But life must go on, as usual.
And your conference will go on.
The conference will go on. The conference, all right, John, the conference will go on, as usual.
Thank you, Prime Minister.
Thank you. The fact that we are gathered here now, shocked, but composed and determined, is a sign not only that this attack has failed, but that all attempts to destroy democracy by terrorism will fail.
And opposed the Soviet Union, her tough-talking rhetoric gained her the nickname the Iron Lady. Iron Lady, Iron Lady. She was re-elected for an unprecedented third term. The following years would prove difficult as her poll tax plan was largely unpopular, and her views regarding the European community were not shared by others in her cabinet. The constituency of the MPs were against her views, and so all her followers She resigned as Prime Minister after
Michael Heseltine
challenged to her leadership of the Conservative Party. Thatcher's tenure as Prime Minister was the longest since that of Lord Salisbury.
Don't give up so soon, fool. Success is always near. You'll get there sooner or later. You just gotta persevere.
For more tea wisdom, watch I Pity the Fool, Wednesday nights at 10, only on TV Land.
While reading National Geographic, Mr. T first noticed the unusual hairstyle for which he is now famous on a Mandinka warrior. He decided that adoption of the style would be a powerful statement about his African origin. It was a simpler, safer and more permanent visual signature than his gold chains, rings and bracelets. The gold jewellery was worth about $300,000 at the time and took him about an hour to put on. Most nights, Mr. T spent even more time cleaning them than using an ultrasonic cleaner. Occasionally he slept with the very heavy neck chains and bracelets on to see how my ancestors who were slaves felt. In 1980, Mr. T was spotted by Sylvester Stallone while taking part in NBC's America's Toughest Bounce competition at a segment of NBC's Games People Play. His role in Rocky III was originally intended as just a few lines. His catchphrase, "I pity the fool," comes from the film in which he played... comes from a film in which he played a boxer facing Rocky Balboa. When asked if he hated Rocky, he replied, "No, I don't hate Balboa, I pity the fool." That's a really crap impression, isn't it? Subsequently, after losing out on the role of the title's character mentor in The Beastmaster, Mr. T appeared in another boxing film, Penitentiary 2, and on an episode of Showtime's early sketch comedy series, Bizarre, where he fights and eats Super Dave Osborne before accepting a television series role on The A-Team.
Work hard at your job, whether boss or just a clerk. If you're on the job right now, quit your surfing. Back to work, fool!
Millions de Chinois, et moi. Avec ma vie, mon petit schéma, mon mal de tête, mon poids au foie. J'y pense et puis j'oublie. C'est la vie, c'est la vie. 80 millions d'Indonésiens, et moi. Avec ma voiture et mon chien, son canigou quand il aboie. J'y pense et puis j'oublie. C'est la vie, c'est la vie. 300 ou 400 millions de noirs, et moi. Qui baise au brunissoir, au sauna pour perdre du poids. J'y pense et puis j'oublie. C'est la vie, c'est la vie. 300 millions de soviétiques, et moi. Avec mes manies et mes tics, dans mon petit lit, en plume d'oie, j'y pense et puis j'oublie. C'est la vie, c'est la vie. 50 millions de gens imparfaits, et moi. Qui regarde Catherine Langer à la télévision chez moi, j'y pense et puis j'oublie. C'est la vie, c'est la vie. 900 millions de crèves la faim, et moi. Avec mon régime végétarien et tout le whisky que je m'envoie, j'y pense et puis j'oublie. C'est la vie, c'est la vie. 500 millions de Sud-Américains, et moi. Je suis tout nu dans mon bain avec une fille qui me nettoie. J'y pense et puis j'oublie. C'est la vie, c'est la vie. 50 millions de Vietnamiens, et moi. Le dimanche à la chasse au lapin, avec mon fusil, je suis le roi. J'y pense et puis j'oublie. C'est la vie, c'est la vie. 500 milliards de petits martiens, et moi. Comme un con de Parisien, j'attends mon chèque de fin de mois. J'y pense et puis j'oublie. C'est la vie, c'est la vie. J'y pense et puis j'oublie. C'est la vie, c'est la vie. J'y pense et puis j'oublie.
So I was in my local supermarket the other night, and it just so happened that on my MP3 player, which I seem to be a bit obsessed about at the moment, because I've just discovered that on my it's an MP3 recorder, which I've had for a few years now, which I've used for my podcast, I've discovered that I can actually download, I can actually use it as a player as well. It's not an iPod, it's officially it's an MP3 recorder, but you can actually, there is the function where you can listen to stuff and that. So, it's my iPod Smuggy, which helped me out recently when I was running in a half marathon, and I was listening to some BBC podcast which I downloaded onto my MP3 player at that, talking about Van Eyck's Lamb of God painting in Ghent, which is really great if you want to try listening to a program about that when you're running. It's very good, especially in the last 3 kilometers.
Yes, so because I'm a big senior philiac, I've taken to downloading and putting on my MP3 player various film scores. The other night I had actually the John Williams theme for Jaws on there. And I was at the supermarket and I had Jaws in my ears, and it coincided with this tiny little old lady who was some sort of hunchback lady. Not some sort of, she was hunchbacked. She's always nice. And I was waiting in the queue to go to the supermarket cashier. And I'm sure you've all experienced this. You have some sort of old lady who decides that it's her idea to forget what she was talking about. Some long story long, I had Jaws in my ears and this old lady was trying to steal my place in the queue, which is annoying at the best of times, but is even worse when you have the theme to Jaws in the background. So it's like, duh.
Now I'm just a little old lady. I'm going to steal your place in the queue because I'm a little old lady.
And so it's a good job I stopped my MP3 player at that point because I was getting quite stressed out.
Clean. Bad hygiene just ain't cool. Bathe or shower every day. No one loves a smelly fool.
For more tea wisdom, watch I Pity the Fool, Wednesday nights at 10, only on TV Land.
So, as you may have gathered, Mr. T is a bit of an idol of mine. Not really, but looking back on it, I think it probably was, because when I was in school, the A-Team was on TV. And there was all the merchandising to go with it. I've just discovered I'm walking down a dead-end street, which is always nice. Where's the A-Team when you need them? It's fucking Z-Team at the moment. I've no idea where I'm going. It's always conducive with podcasting. I just feel the urge to record random shit when I'm walking home. But it's probably more interesting when I have some sort of horizon line rather than a dead end street. Anyway, I've got back onto the main street now, and talking about Mr. T. Always nice, because you had plenty to choose from. You had Hannibal, you had Face, Murdoch, and I think that's it, isn't it? There was some girl in there at some point, but I can't actually remember what she was called. But that doesn't matter really, does it? Because it was a bloke's thing, wasn't it? Lots of virile men in a truck. It's all very masculine, isn't it? So it probably wasn't very original on my part to pick Mr. T. To buy Mr. T with my pocket money, the Mr. T action figure, because after all he was a black guy with a mohawk hairstyle inspired by a Mandinka warrior, and he wore $30,000 worth of gold chains around his neck, and he loved his mum, which is always nice. And he promoted the respect of mums worldwide. Obviously, I think off the top of my head, I think that was probably the best-selling action figure of the A-Team series. But I'd have to get in contact with some sort of geek, which I'm sure there are out there in internet land. Who is the best-selling A-Team action figure? I think it's B.A. Baracus, because he had a mohawk hairstyle and lots of fuck-off gold chains around his neck, and he was Pity the Fool! Actually, at the same time as buying a Mr. T action figure, I actually remember saying actually rather a lot. And actually, it was all very actually. But I do remember buying a Margaret Thatcher action figure, which is always nice, and it was extra cool because she had this big, like, she had this, there was this special function in her hand. If you press this button, there was like this little finger that came out, the middle finger, which was always nice. If you got the whole set, you got the Arthur Scargill action figure as well, so you could like play in your bedroom with Arthur Scargill action figure, the head of the NUM, the miners, and you just press the button on Margaret Thatcher's hand and she'd stick out a finger to Arthur Scargill, and then Arthur Scargill would he had like these amazing that like jetpack boots, and he'd fly around a bit like Iron Man 2 with Robert Downey Jr., who apparently wears platform heels because he's a little shit like Sarkozy, which is always nice.
I must tell the House that the Falkland Islands and their dependencies remain British territory. No aggression and no invasion can alter that simple fact. It is a government's objective to see that the islands are freed from occupation and are returned to British administration at the earliest possible moment.
So, talking about Sarkozy, he's Sarky, he's cozy, it's Mr. Sarkozy. He has a rather nice wife, Carla Bruni. I always thought she was very fit until I saw her recently in a magazine wearing a pair of these, apparently they're very trendy at the moment, these dark-rimmed, sort of geeky, nerdy glasses. Part of this... Well, not really. It's not part of this 80s revival in fashion, because it's more of a 50s thing, isn't it? It's more of a 50s nerdy geek thing. Which I think looks okay on blokes, but on women, it just, to me, it's a big turn off. I'm sorry, it's like tattoos. So I'm quite. It's quite depressing, actually, walking around Paris. I see all these women looking like fucking Woody Allen. It's like, I mean, how is that attractive? You've got a nice face and you just decide to put these big fuck-off dark-rimmed glasses on your face. It's not big or clever and it looks shite. Okay, thank you very much.
Styling. Hey, everybody gotta wear clothes, and if you don't, you'll get arrested. But that don't mean you gotta let some fashion designer in New York or Paris tell you what to wear. Clothes express your personality, so express yourself, and not someone else. Do Calvin Klein, Bill Blass, or Gloria Vanderbilt wear clothes with your name on it? No, of course not. So you table the label and wear your own name.
The danger of global warming is as yet unseen, but real enough for us to make changes and sacrifices so that we do not live at the expense of future generations. That prospect is a new factor in human affairs. It's comparable in its implications to the discovery of how to split the atom. Indeed, its results could be even more far-reaching. Generation has a freehold on this earth. All we have is a life tenancy with a full repairing lease.
So this amazing Margaret Thatcher theme ties in quite nicely with the recent British elections in Britain. So, I used to quite like David Cameron, the Conservative candidate in the British elections. The general elections. But this is from half British guy living in Paris, who isn't necessarily in the loop. But I've been catching up on all the shit that's been going on over there via the internet and that, because it doesn't get much coverage on French TV or radio for that matter, apart from their
they are a bunch of roast beef and we don't like them because they are they fuck off you roast beef.
Voilà. But no, this is the thing, because with you're listening to me through the medium of audio MP3, because I like saying that at the moment, MP3. But I didn't actually know what David Cameron looked like, and I heard his voice and I thought he's a bit tasty, he knows what he's talking about, he's confident. But then I saw his picture the other day, and he is like a fucking redneck, man. He's like, his eyes are too close together. I would never vote for that guy, man. He is like, he is inbred. He is, as we say in French, il n'est pas étanche. He is not waterproof. So he might, on the surface he might be a smooth talker, but he just looks like a fucking sheep shagger, which is always nice. But I don't actually think that's part of his policies, to promote sheep shagging. So as you may be able to hear from the ambient wet sounds around me, it's pissing it down. and decided to walk home. I'm actually walking home from my... had a few drinks earlier because it was my birthday. So apparently it's conducive to podcasting, because the last time I did a podcast I was walking home from a birthday. But this one happens to be mine. And it's raining. And I'm singing and podcasting in the rain. Podcasting in the shit would be more appropriate, because I'm not talking about me personally, but to have a completely unqualified political view of our world at the moment, we will be dancing in, singing in the shit for many years to come, at least a decade. Because these guys, who whoever gets into, because the results of it, I still have no idea what's going on in the British elections. It's all a bit of a mess. We're going towards what they call a hung parliament, where they hang people and chop off their heads, which is all very nice. No, apparently David Cameron is... I was going to say George Clooney. I have no idea why I was going to say that. I was going to say Gordon Brown, which is not exactly the same thing as George Clooney, but whatever. Gordon Brown and David Cameron, they are humping Nick Clegg's leg to... gain some sort of majority or some sort of bollocks, no idea. So there was no clear... I'm not ashamed to admit it, I just do not understand the system. Am I fucking thick or something? I don't understand. Yeah, it's just meandering political bollocks. So Nick Clegg, he can either hump David Cameron's leg or hump George Clooney's leg. Either way, he will make some people very unhappy in his party because he's compromising himself.
Give your dog a walk each day. Dogs need exercising too. But don't forget a baggie to pick up the doggy do.
For more tea wisdom, watch I Pity the Fool, Wednesday nights at 10, only on TV Land.
So talking about singing the shit, and Britain in particular. Basically, it doesn't take a genius to work out that whoever gets into power will basically be managing... just a pile of shite, basically. I mean, he can dress up and propose as many Disneyfied prospects and ideas, but he'll just basically be a fucking supermarket manager, because there's a lot of shit you need to sort out before you can actually put your mark on anything. A bit like Obama, really, isn't it?
Yes, people do know where they stand with us. Yes, they do know we're strong government. Yes, they do know we have a property-earning democracy, the like of which we've never had, which will give opportunities in the future we've never had before. Yes, I hope to go on and on.
Your trap. Let others have a say. You give everyone a headache when you flap your gums all day.
walk home miles in the rain, needing a piss. Have a piss before you go outside and walk home in the rain, fool.
That's another famous Mr. T saying, which I should have remembered before I decided to walk home in the rain and that. Needing a piss. Which reminds me of Peter Sellers, who needed a piss. Which, Peter Sellers, who incidentally starred in The Pink Panther, he also starred in this film called The Party, where famously he needs a piss during... he's at a party and there's this girl singing a song and he very politely listens to the girl singing a song, but at the same time he's dying for a piss. I think he was nominated for an Oscar that year. What was it, 1968, I think. Where he was nominated for the best person who needs a piss in a film.
You're simply a bunch of moaning men. Now stop it.
Yeah, man, but what about the world situation?
We're taking care of you.
Then came the killer blow. Michael Heseltine announced he would stand against Margaret Thatcher for the leadership. Now the strain was beginning to show. At a summit in Paris, she was told she hadn't polled enough votes to win outright.
Mrs. Thatcher, could I ask you to comment? It's here, this is the right.
Mrs. Thatcher, very pleased that I won more in Parliament to party. And disappointing is not quite enough to win the election.
Afraid of the dark, especially when I'm in a park and there's no one else around. Ooh, I get the shivers. I don't wanna see a ghost. It's the sight that I fear most. I'd rather have a piece of toast, watch the evening news.
Life, oh life, oh life, oh life.
Superstitious girl, I'm the worst in the world. Never walk under ladders, I keep a rabbit's tail. I'll take you up on a dare, anytime, anywhere. Name the place, I'll be there. Bungee jumping, I don't care.
My, oh life, oh life, oh life.
The only one. Life indeed can be fun if you really want to. Sometimes living out your dreams ain't as easy as it seems. You wanna fly around the world in a beautiful balloon.
Life, oh life, oh life, oh life.
Do life, oh life, oh life, oh life.
So I'm still here walking home. I think I underestimated the distance, which is always nice. I would have thought I'd be used to this by now, but I always fall into the trap. Because, contrary to popular belief, Paris is not a 24-hour city. It shuts down at 1:30. And after that, if you don't have a car, you can fuck off and either rent a bike or walk, which is always nice. So, I think a lot of people who make shoes should cash in on this, because apparently the people I buy shoes from, although they did cost a lot of money, I'm looking at them now, and with the rain they're a bit worse for wear. Because like, I started off with a shiny pair of black shoes, and now they're looking like fucking Turkish slippers, and like curling up at the ends with the rain, which is not a good sign really, is it? Well, luckily it's late so no one can see me, but I feel a bit of a dick. But I especially feel a bit of a dick for paying that much money for a pair of shoes that can't take the rain. So I think it's about time to wrap up the show, the MP3 file, and I'll see you next time. Bye!
Have a nice day.
Yeah, so I'm terribly sorry. It's me again. I'm still walking home, and you thought it was the end of the podcast, but I'm going to have to bore you some more with various random shit. Basically to amuse myself, because I'm walking home and I'm bored. Top of the agenda, dying for a piss. Second on the agenda, I've got like fucking Turkish, I'm walking around in polished black Turkish slippers in the middle of Paris. It's always nice. And third on the agenda, yes, this evening I had some cheese with some honey, which was a new one on me. Apparently there's in France, goat cheese. Sometimes you can have it with honey, which is quite a nice combination. I can recommend that. The sweet and sour thing is always it's always a good thing, within reason. I don't know why I said that, but I was just imagining like having some bacon with some fucking M&Ms, but who would do that apart from some fashionable chef on Iron Chef, or what's it called in France? Need a piss, that's what it's called.
Hey, man.
Hello?
I need a pizza for the second half.
I can't understand. It's like you're fading in and out, or like it's not coming through.
Yeah. Half pepperoni and half sausage.
What size?
Yeah.
Half pepperoni and half mushroom?
Yeah.
Was that a large or a medium?
No. Wait a minute, wait a minute.
Okay.
I don't know about no Chinese food. All I know is somebody ordered pizza, and somebody better pay for it.
I'm sorry?
Half pepperoni and half sausage.
Okay, what size pizza? did you want?
Yeah.
What size pizza did you want?
You tricked me, sucker.
I'm sorry, sir, but I can't understand you.
Half pepperoni and half sausage.
Okay, I got half pepperoni and half sausage, but what size pizza?
I wouldn't bet on it, crazy man. What's going on?
Do you want a large pizza?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's the name?
Bernie Green.
Green?
Yeah.
Okay, and your phone number?
I got the number. 555-2933.
Okay, about 20 minutes. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have a nice day.
So normally, if I was 100% French, I would have a piss right here in the middle of the street because I'm dying for a piss. So one would have to assume that that's my Englishness that's preventing me from doing that. Although there isn't anyone around, I could make this audio experience even more interesting by having a piss right now, but I don't think... No. Well, I may have done that before, but I can't remember, but probably not very interesting. I've just seen an old poster, because I think it's not showing anymore, but there was a poster for the new Polanski film, The Ghost. The Ghost? That's it, I was going to say The Ghostwriter, because that's actually the French title for the film, but in America and in England, in Britain, it's called The Ghost. So, I mean, how do you work that out? I am the translator for the titles of films. You Fuck My Wife, it is, in English, it is The Ghost. And we will translate the title, not The Phantom, we will translate it The Ghostwriter, because people might confuse it with The Ghost, with Patrick Swayze, and that, it's always very strange the translations you get in France. For films, I do a bit of translating myself, which is really easy, to be honest, because if you can speak two languages, you can translate between two of the languages, which is always nice, and people actually pay for that. But in the film land, it's the parameters are completely fucking skewed, man. The ghostwriter. Okay, fine. And I was talking about Jaws before with when I'm attacked by old ladies in the supermarket with the Jaws theme in the sound in the background. Actually, the name for Jaws in France, the Jaws films, is... Sorry, I'm out of breath now because I am at very... I really need to piss. So I'm going to find some... No, I can't, because there's people walking towards me now. So I will have to walk like John Wayne for a bit longer. Until no, I can't piss down there either because there is the police station. Fucking hell. I mean, that's what it boils down to. We're animals. We need to eat and we need to piss. So, it's all very nice, all this podcasting shit, all this technology, but what it boils down to is that I need a piss. So Steve Jobs
I'm very pleased with my Apple computer. Whoever invaded the iPod, Smuggo, all this technology. But can you invent some technology which makes you have a piss? Because I really need one. And it's even worse for women, isn't it? So I will tap into my feminine side right now. Yeah, because you women, you. I'll shut up now because, I mean, you know what I'm talking about, because you can't really pull down your kecks and have a piss in the middle of the street. So I must be a woman because I don't really feel like doing that myself at the moment. But there really is no one around. But it's just very Parisian and very beautiful, and I don't want to soil this beautiful nighttime view of Paris by pissing on it. It wouldn't be very nice, and it would ruin it for you, even though you can't see it, but you'd be able to hear it.
Thatcher was determined to fight on. Between 6 and 8 o'clock that evening, she arranged to meet the members of her cabinet.
One by one, they came in to see her, and although some had tears in their eyes, what they told her was strangely uniform. Yes, if she was determined to stand, they would support her, but of course, she would lose. Only two of them told her that she could win. Three withdrew their support completely. It was pretty clear what was going on. It was, she said later, treachery with a smile on its face.
The news at midday, Margaret Thatcher is to resign as Prime Minister and leader of the Conservative Party.
On November the 28th, 1990, people all over Britain watched in disbelief as Margaret Thatcher emerged with tears in her eyes from 10 Downing Street.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're leaving Downing Street for the last time after 11 and a half wonderful years, and we're very happy that we leave the United Kingdom in a very, very much better state than when we came here 11 and a half years ago.
No, I don't hate that whore, but I pity the fool, and I will destroy any man who tries to take what I got.
What's your prediction for the fight, then?
Prediction?
Yes, prediction.
I think it's over and I don't look back. We walk together but in another way. In love forever but I can't be the same. Sometimes I feel you try to understand.
So somewhere amongst that mess of recorded sound clips, when I was rather drunk, I think I may have talked about the French versus the English title of the latest Roman Polanski film, and I have it on higher authority that I'm completely wrong about that, although I'm still not too sure. I have seen in various countries that they call the film The Ghost, and for some reason I can't think where I picked this up, but I assume that in England, in Britain and America and everywhere else, it was called The Ghost, and it was only in France that it was called The Ghostwriter. But apparently that's the official, if you go on IMDb, it's called The Ghostwriter. So I'm talking bollocks, which is always nice, but understandable when you've had a few drinks. Oh. What's also understandable is, I'm sure you do this as well, when it's your birthday, you tend to sort of look back a couple of decades and think how you were at certain ages. And I was thinking about, obviously talking about Mr. T and Mrs. Thatcher, it took me back to my childhood. And which brings me on to the absolutely, I think, outrageous progression. I'm sure Robert Downey Jr. and Sarkozy agree with me on this. The progression in height in not teenagers, I'm talking kids. I mean teenagers as well, but from 10 years onwards, it's... I mean, France as a nation, they are, compared to other countries, they are quite small. Not as small as the Portuguese, who are just hobbits, if you ask me. I think they escaped from Lord of the Rings at some point. But definitely in France, I've been here a few years, and I can definitely see a progression. You know, kids are eating more and more McDonald's and whatnot. I think kids all over the world have the same sort of diet now. Or maybe it's something in the water, or something, they were just watching shite on TV all the time. It does something to their metabolism and makes them taller, or I've no idea, but... You bump into like 10-year-olds who are like fucking 6 foot. I mean, how does that happen? I can't understand. Like 10 years ago, you were a little baby. You came out of your mother, and Mr. T was there, and he said, "Treat your mother right. You know, don't poo yourself too much, and don't cry too much." You were a little baby 10 years ago. And in the space of 10 years, you have become this 6 foot monster. How does that happen? I just can't comprehend. I mean, if this keeps up, it's going to be like the fucking transformation scene from... It's going to... you're going to actually be able to hear them growing. It'll be like the transformation scene from An American Werewolf in London. It'll be like...
"Hello, I'm 10 years old. I want a tricycle for my birthday."
Anyway.
So, finally, Prime Minister, after nearly 10 years of Thatcherism, do you feel that you've failed in any way?
Well, obviously, Mr. Dimbleby. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do and saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step.
Her Majesty the Queen has
along
asked
the
me
byway,
to the new government, and I have
and
accepted.
More.
This is going
much
to be
more
hard
than this.
Difficult work. A coalition
I
will
did
throw
it.
All sorts of challenges.
My
but I believe together
way.
We can provide that strong,
yes,
stable
there
government
were times.
Our country needs.
I'm sure you knew.
Rebuilding family.
When I
rebuilding
bit off.
Community. Above all,
more than I could chew.
In our country.
But
those
through it all.
I care about.
When there was doubt, I ate it up.
Thank you very much.
And spat it out. I faced it all. And iced it all. And it is my
way. Let me hear you say I pity the fool. Come on, man. Do you know how many times I've been asked to say that? Well, no more. I'm through. I'm never gonna say those stupid words again. But I pity the fool.